This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is toxic trait escalation, and why it gets worse when you ignore it? Small toxic patterns compound quietly until the damage becomes permanent. In short, toxic trait escalation is the process by which harmful personal behaviours grow more severe and more damaging each time. They go unchallenged. A toxic trait rarely stays the same size. It grows with each unchallenged instance. Ignoring it does not preserve the peace. It accelerates the damage. The earlier you address it, the less it costs everyone involved. Definition: toxic trait escalation is the pattern by which a person's harmful behaviours, left unaddressed, become more frequent, more severe, and more deeply embedded over time. What begins as an occasional irritant hardens into a defining feature of how that person operates, and how those around them suffer. There is a specific moment I have watched happen in teams and families and offices for 60 years. Someone does something harmful, not catastrophic, just sharp enough to notice. And the people around them make a quiet calculation. It is not worth the confrontation. They let it go. The next time it happens, they let that go too. They tell themselves it is a one-off. They say the person is under stress. By the time they finally decide to act, the behavior has calcified. The person has been silently taught, instance by instance, that there's no cost to what they are doing. That is toxic trait escalation. And it gets worse every single time you choose not to see it. What toxic trait escalation actually looks like? The term gets used loosely, so let me give you the practitioner's version. A toxic trait is not simply a flaw. Everyone has flaws. A toxic trait is a consistent behavioural pattern that damages the people around it. Trust erodes, morale drops, and communication breaks down. Blame shifting, gaslighting, passive aggression, chronic boundary erosion, entitlement, and manipulation are the most common forms. Escalation is the second half of the problem. It is the process by which those traits grow. Every time a toxic behaviour goes unchallenged, it gets reinforced. The person learns that this is a workable strategy. The confidence in using it increases. The behaviour becomes more frequent, more extreme, and eventually more automatic. It stops being a reaction and starts being a character pattern. Here is what that looks like in practice. A senior team member rolls their eyes when a junior colleague speaks in meetings. It happens twice. Nobody addresses it. 6 months later, that same person is actively dismissing ideas in front of clients, taking credit for others' contributions, and creating a climate where three of your best people have stopped speaking up at all. The eye roll was the seed. The silence was the fertilizer. The real damage that accumulates when you look away. Avoidance feels like stability. It is not. It is debt accumulating with interest, and the interest rate on unaddressed toxic traits is brutal. The first cost is to the people directly affected. They begin to shrink their behavior to accommodate the toxic person. They stop bringing ideas to meetings, stop raising concerns, stop asking questions. If your team is struggling with this dynamic, the patterns that underpin it often connect directly to signs your team is caught in conflict avoidance that is compounding into irreversible synergy debt. The second cost is to the team as a whole. Toxic traits do not operate in a vacuum. They reshape the culture around them. A team that has quietly organized itself around one person's entitlement or volatility has lost its ability to function as a unit. The scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy can give you practical language when you are ready to act. The third cost is often invisible until it is too late. You lose your best people. Not dramatically. They just stop investing. Then they leave. Three misconceptions that keep the escalation running. People do not ignore toxic traits out of stupidity. They ignore them because of beliefs that feel reasonable but are factually wrong. Here are the three I encounter most often. The mistake. It is just their personality. You cannot change how someone is wired. Why it happens. Conflating character with behavior is a comfortable excuse for avoiding a hard conversation. The correction. Toxic traits are behavioral patterns, not immutable personality features. Behavior can be named, confronted, and changed, especially when it is caught early. What hardens into something that feels like personality is a long history of the behavior being permitted. The mistake. If I raise it, I will make it worse. Why it happens. People underestimate how much damage the silence is already doing. The correction. Conflict avoidance does not preserve the current state. It worsens it. The How to Address Passive-Aggressive Behavior That Silently Eroding Team Synergy piece goes into this in detail. But the core truth is simple: the conversation you're afraid to have is almost always less damaging than the ongoing silence. The mistake: they do not realize what they're doing. Why it happens: we extend more charitable interpretation to difficult behavior than it deserves. The correction: whether someone is aware or unaware of a toxic pattern does not change the impact on others. And in many cases, the person is more aware than they let on. Waiting for them to achieve spontaneous self-awareness is not a strategy. Three situations where this pattern plays out. The team meeting that nobody challenges. A project lead routinely interrupts the two most junior members of the team. It happens in every meeting. The team manager notices, but assumes the junior staff will raise it themselves if it bothers them. 6 months pass. The junior staff have stopped contributing in meetings entirely. The project lead now finishes other people's sentences, redirects credit, and has begun doing the same thing in client-facing calls. One brief, direct conversation early in that pattern could have stopped all of it. The colleague who rewrites history, a peer on your team, consistently presents a version of events that positions themselves as the reasonable party in every conflict. At first it seems like self-defense. Over time it becomes clear that facts are being quietly altered. Other team members begin to doubt their own recollections. This is gaslighting in its early stages. Left unaddressed, it becomes a tool used deliberately and confidently. The how and that needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy piece covers the underlying psychology worth understanding here. The person who escalates under pressure, under stress, some people become sharper versions of themselves. A team member who is mildly dismissive in calm conditions becomes genuinely contemptuous when deadlines tighten. Their behavior is being attributed to pressure rather than pattern. Understanding what happens to people under that kind of stress, including what an amygdala hijack looks like in real time, can help you see whether you're watching a stress response or a practiced habit. Often, it is both. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to read the pattern before it becomes permanent. Toxic trait escalation has a signature. Once you know what to look for, you can read it early. Watch for frequency shifts. A behavior that was occasional and is now regular has escalated. Watch for boldness shifts. The person is doing in public what they used to do only in private. Watch for scope shifts. The behavior now targets more people or appears in more contexts. The how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that our fracturing team synergy framework gives you a practical system for intervening once you have identified the pattern. And if you're working to understand the moments when fear short circuits clear thinking in the people around a toxic individual, what is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments is worth reading alongside this piece. The pattern rarely announces itself loudly. It moves like water under stone, quiet and patient, wearing things down slowly. By the time it is obvious, it has been working for a long time. What to do with this understanding right now? This much I know for certain: the cost of acting early is almost always lower than the cost of acting late. The conversation you dread having with someone 6 months into a toxic pattern would have been half as hard 6 months ago, and a quarter as hard 6 months before that. Here is the method I trust, stripped to its bones. Name the behavior specifically and privately. Not you're difficult, but when you interrupted Sarah in that meeting, it shut the conversation down. Address the impact directly. Give the person a clear account of what changes and what happens if it does not. Then follow through. Consistency is what makes this real. Understand also that toxic traits feed on the gap between what people see and what they say. The moment a team starts naming the pattern honestly, the pattern loses some of its power. It was built in silence. It weakens in the light. Do not wait for the behavior to become undeniable. By then, you are not managing toxic trait escalation. You are managing the wreckage it leaves behind. Frequently asked questions. What is toxic trait escalation? Toxic trait escalation is what happens when a harmful behavior pattern in a person grows more severe and frequent over time, particularly when it goes unchallenged. Each instance that passes without consequence teaches the person that the behavior is acceptable, so it intensifies. How do you recognize toxic trait escalation in the workplace? Watch for patterns rather than isolated incidents. A colleague who occasionally interrupts becomes one who talks over everyone. A person who deflects blame once starts rewriting history routinely. The behavior does not stay the same size. It grows in frequency, boldness, and impact on others. Why does ignoring toxic trait escalation make it worse? Silence functions as permission. When toxic behavior goes unaddressed, the person learns there is no cost to it. Over time, the behavior becomes more entrenched, the person becomes more confident in using it, and the damage spreads to more people and more situations. What are the most common toxic traits that escalate? Blame shifting, passive aggression, boundary erosion, gaslighting, and entitlement are among the most common. Each starts small and readable. Each, when left unaddressed, becomes a dominant feature of how that person operates and a defining force in the team dynamic around them. How do you address toxic trait escalation without making things worse? Name the pattern specifically, not just the incident. Address it early, before it becomes the norm. Speak to the behavior and its impact, not the person's character. Direct, calm, and private conversation is almost always more effective than waiting for it to become a formal matter. Can someone with toxic traits change if confronted early enough? Some people change when given clear, consistent feedback paired with real consequences for continuing. Others do not. What matters is that you act early, because the longer a toxic trait is left unchallenged, the more identity level it becomes, and the harder it is to shift. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblickthorne.com to get your copy.